Five alive plus one more. That last massage session with Clyde and his colleague Chloe provided me with fantasy fodder for a good while. It was my birthday week and my second visit to a high-end spa in Midtown, which also happened to provide off-book, full-release ladies' massages. That is, if you were lucky enough to know about their quote-unquote promo code from friends. Now, every time I'm lying around with my trusty toys, I replay the memory of Clyde pounding my ass with his 8-inch sausage while I munch on Chloe's sumptuous C-cups. I was never one to run after girls, but it was delicious to play with her mounds as she and Clyde worked me over. Chloe massaging my clit with a vibe, or finger-fucking my pussy with her long, strong digits, while Clyde sucked on my pussy and ass before shagging me rotten. It's been a few weeks now, and I'm back in town ready for another treatment. I go to the bookmark site and choose four-handed massage again. Last time, I chose Clyde, whom I'd experienced the first time I visited the spa, but I left a second therapist to chance. And as delectable as Chloe was, since that time, I have wondered what it would be like to be treated by two men. Opening the pull-down menu, I choose Clyde again as my first therapist, of course. The guy is hot, and plus, he knows what I like. And moving along the appointment flow, I choose male for my second therapist. And up pops a list of names, and since I don't know any of them, I leave it open. I trust Clyde to pair out with someone right for me. I enter the code I've used previously, #5aliveplus, and confirm the appointment. The session is at the end of the week, which seems a tantalizing eternity from now, but that gives me time to get a fresh wax job from Maximum Glide, if you know what I mean. The day is finally here. I have been so horny thinking about today's treatment, but I've been very strict with myself and have not masturbated at all today. Yesterday, however, was another story. I had gone for my full wax job, and upon coming home, I got myself all turned on and wanked off every which way in front of my dressing room mirror. The pretty spa assistant led me into the treatment room, a different one than from previous visits. This room is in the corner and a little bigger, with the usual massage table and also a massage chair. Not wasting a moment after she leaves the room, I get into position on the table, place a towel over my backside, and wait, my bald pussy already lightly creaming. The usual soft knock on the door, then Clyde softly walks in, followed by the second therapist. "Hi, Lizzie. Glad to have you again," he says in his usual affable manner. "This is Luis. He'll be partnering with me on the forehand massage today. How are you feeling in your body? Any pain or soreness?" And I'm thinking to myself, no, but I hope to be sore later. Instead, I answer, "Hi again, Clyde. Hey, Luis. No extra pain. Just glad it's the end of the day Friday. I really need this treatment today." Clyde answers, "Oh, not to worry. We'll take care of you." As I shift to position my face in the cushioned head cradle, I scope out Luis out of the corner of my eye. Jesus, if Clyde is a lanky yoga surfer dude who can also rim and ream me like a champ, Luis looks like a panty-wetting Latin lover archetype. He's not as tall as Clyde, maybe about 5'10", lean and well-muscled, with close-cropped dark hair. It's too dim in the room for me to make out his face, but I can see he's all cheekbones, smoldering eyes, and chiseled lips. Fuck me. I mean, literally. I can feel my pussy responding with a slight gush of moisture. Taking their positions, Clyde at the head and Luis at my feet, they slather their hands with oil and start with the preliminaries. As he started out last time, Clyde works from the base of my neck to my low back, where my back joins the tops of my buttocks. Happy ending or not, he gives a hell of a massage, and I can immediately feel the week's tension start to melt away. Louise mirrors Clyde's strokes, and similar to how Chloe did it last time, glides his strong hands from the backs of my heels up my legs, ending just where my legs join my ass. Then he glides his hands back down, continue with his thumbs pressing into my feet and rubbing small circles on the balls of my feet and culminating in lightly pulling my toes. I absolutely love footwork, so this is just heavenly. His hands are strong, but his touch is different from Clyde's. More intense, more animalistic somehow. They synchronize their strokes so that their hands meet at the tops and bottoms of my ass, respectively, with each stroke. Clyde has expanded the downstroke to include the tops of my glutes, his long, strong, oiled fingers slipping beneath the towel, still covering my ass. Louis still terminates his upstroke at the very top of my thighs, but, and maybe it's my imagination, his thumbs seem to linger a bit at the top, a hair's breadth from my inner cunt lips. I'm already so turned on, and my lady parts feel completely swampy. But this being first and foremost a legit therapeutic massage, they switch to working my upper and lower body one side at a time. Clyde starts with my right shoulder girdle, upper arm, forearm, and hand, while Louise focuses on my left thigh, calf, and foot. Lizzie, is it okay if I remove the towel so I can better access your hip? Louise asks. His accent is not strong, but I do love the way he pronounces my name. My name is Lizzie, but he says Lizzie. Please do. Louise is now working my entire left lower body, foot to buttock, and he is amazing. This spa sure knows how to hire therapists. I hold a lot of tension in my hips, as most people do, and he really goes to town on my glutes. It's a little painful, but I know Clyde must have given him notes on this area of my body from previous times, so I decide to let him do his work. And when he's satisfied that he's unknotted all my kinks, Louise soothes my entire hip and leg with firm glides using his oiled palm. Amazing. He repeats this intense work on the other side as Clyde switches to my left upper body. I feel like a rag doll, and while I can't wait for the Five Alive benefits, I am thoroughly loving this right now. Louise has finished the somewhat excruciating work on my right hip and leg, and is now finishing up with a palm smoothing technique. He walks back to the end of the table and revisits the heels to butt crease long strokes. But this time, he's gliding both his oiled thumbs up the inside of my butt cheeks on the upstroke. Fuck, that feels good. He then starts to massage my ass, lightly stroking the outer ring of my anus with each circular movement. It feels like an extension of the work he was doing before, yet decidedly not. Then I hear a faint creak and I realize he's climbing onto the massage table between my slightly parted legs. Holy shit, is he going to fuck me already? But no, he slips one arm under my hip so that my ass cheeks naturally open up more and starts to lick me out, from dripping pussy to ass crack. Oh my fucking god. His tongue is as muscular as his body looks, and his energy is definitely take no prisoners. Then, maddeningly, he slows down and stops. What? There's a pause, and then I feel something being inserted into my ass. He's working in a medium-sized butt plug, lightly fucking my ass with it as if to train my asshole. He ends up leaving it in there, gently untucks his oiled arm from underneath me, and backs off the table. Okay, Lizzie, let's turn you over, Clyde says softly. And with a small whimper, I slowly flip myself over sliding down a bit so that my head is off the cradle. Luis is ready with the bolster to slip underneath my knees for back support. They oil up again and resume their left-right body work like nothing is out of the ordinary, except that Luis has just sampled my box, the room smells strongly of pussy, and I have a plug in my ass. Finally, they're done working over my muscles. I'm so relaxed yet so very horny. As if he can hear me, Clyde gently turns my head to face his side of the table, undoes a tie to his loose pants, and offers me his cock, already primed with a drip of pre-cum. I latch onto it like a baby to a breast and start taking long pulls on it. Meanwhile, Luis bends both my legs and opens them to the sides, opening up my pussy and exposing my clit. He promptly leans down and starts lapping at my clit with his muscular tongue. The guy doesn't waste any time with teasing motions at all. Fantastic. He reaches down to the plug and gently fucks me with it. Then he lets my asshole close on it again and, like a magician, switches on the vibrator hidden in the plug. Not missing a beat, he slips two strong fingers in my pussy and slowly fucks me while making firm circles on my clit with his amazing tongue. I reach out to take hold of Clyde's massive cock with one hand as I suck and pump him. My other hand is firmly holding Luis's head to my pussy, and I buck into his face, matching the rhythm of his clit licking. In my mind's eye, I can envision myself being serviced by these two studs. The image is so hot that my first orgasm comes hard and fast. I moan deeply with Clyde's cock stuffed in my mouth as Luis brings me off with his powerful tongue and fingers, the vibe and plug in my ass providing accompaniment. My eyes are tearing from Clyde's cock knocking against the back of my throat, but he doesn't come yet. It seems he has other plans. At this point, both Clyde and Louise slow down the cadence of their movements, and one after the other slowly back off my body. Louise clicks the plug vibe off, but leaves the plug in place, which provides my anal ring with a delightfully huggy feeling post-orgasm. I'm lying there in a daze with my eyes closed and wondering if my time is up yet. And suddenly I feel a smooth, strong hand take hold of my cheek to turn it to one side. My eyes float open and I'm surprised and thrilled to be presented with Luis's cock in my face. And while Clyde's cock is pretty massive, proportionate with his height, which I guess is about 6'2", and yes, I know not all tall guys are hung, Luis is impressive in a different way. He is completely manscaped, whereas Clyde is not, which sets off his tool beautifully. Not as huge, but still in the hung range, with a slight curve to it, and uncut. He rolls back his foreskin to expose his sculpted cock head and rubs it on my lips. I open my mouth immediately and offer up my wet tongue to taste his salty pre-cum. Yummy. He starts fucking my mouth with his stiff cock in slow strokes. I know I just came, but fuck, so hot. Meanwhile, Clyde has started softly lapping at my pussy. He's wise to the fact that my clit would be super sensitive after my orgasm, so keeps his movements light. I am literally in seventh heaven, again with a cock in my mouth and one on my snatch. I feel slightly undone from all the pleasure and sensations and wonder how I'll walk out of here today. And after a few moments, Luis motions me to stop and pulls out of my mouth. I make a pout of protest, but then quickly realize the reason for the switch. Clyde reaches up and, scooping me up from underneath my thighs, pulls my hips down to the end of the table. He bends my knees towards my chest and starts eating me out more energetically. And for his part, Luis probes his thumb into my mouth to manually open it and almost roughly stuffs his cock back into my mouth. Oh my God, so good, so hot. After some length of time, again I have no idea how much time has elapsed, Clyde pulls his face away from my pussy to stand up. And then I hear the familiar crackle of a condom wrapper being opened, and several seconds later, he glides his entire fatty into my pussy in one motion. I moan with Luis's cock in my mouth. Clyde starts fucking me smooth and slow, and Luis is also fucking my mouth smooth and slow, his fingers wrapped in my hair. Lizzie, your mouth is so nasty, so good, Luis moans. Oh, my Lord God, I am being serviced beyond my dreams. Only thing missing is... Oh, never mind. Clyde has just turned the vibrator on in my butt plug. I reach up to roughly tweak my nipples. I am eager to drink Luis's cum, should he decide to share it with me. He doesn't seem to be in any kind of hurry, though. Then, once again, Luis motions for me to slow down and pulls a stiff, slobbery cock out of my mouth. He walks to the head of the table with his oily hands slides them underneath my shoulders to ease me towards a seated posture. And like a synchronized trapeze artist, Clyde catches me and gathers me up completely off the table. I reflexively hold on with my legs and arms. He has taken off his shirt, and his chest hair tickles my breasts and nipples. Wonderful. He carries me over to the massage chair and sits himself down. The armless chair has a narrow bench seat and is inclined slightly back with pads for one's shins, or in my case, for my feet, since I'm on top of Clyde. I grab on to the handrest ledge behind the headrest, and we continue our leisurely fucking, with Clyde palming my breasts and pinching my nipples. I'm really realizing now the chair is perfect for riding cowgirl. Of course, this clever seat exposes my ass in the back, and Luis wastes no time to attend to it. He pops out the butt plug and kneels down to tongue spear my asshole. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. In all my fantasies leading up to today, this particular scenario had never come up. Luis's tongue seems to have a spine of its own and stabs my back passage like a little cock. It's fucking amazing. Meanwhile, I can tell Clyde is getting close to coming. He has moved his hands from my tits to my hips and is driving my pelvis hard onto his cock. I'm sure it's not easy for Luis to keep up his rhythm in my rear, but he is holding up valiantly. Oh, fuck, Lizzie. Your pussy is so sweet, so tight. You're gonna make me blow my load, baby. Luis takes a break from rimming me to allow us space, but inserts two oily fingers in my ass as I bounce on Clyde faster and faster, taking in the entire length of his cock each time. Oh, God, coming, oh, fuck. You're milking my cock with so good with your slutty little pussy. Oh, fuck. Clyde buries his face in my neck and bucks his hips in the strong throes of his orgasm. Oh, my God, what wonderful service this is. Absolutely amazing. I slump in his arms, an oily, happy mess, enjoying Luis's fingers still slowly fucking my back passage. Then, what do you know? In my zoned-out state, I hear the familiar crinkle again behind me and realize Luis is putting on a condom. I feel him slather some lube on my ass and guess that he's also putting some on himself. Oh, sweet God, I'm soon to be butt-fucked while another cock is still inside my pussy. Does it count as DP if one guy already came? I wonder to myself. But I'm quickly jolted awake by Luis introducing his hot cock inside my back passage. He gives a few courtesy pumps at my tight entrance to prime it, and then after only a few strokes, he plunges all the way in. Thank God Clyde has softened a bit after his orgasm. Honestly, I'm not sure I can take these two hunks at full mass down there. I mean, I probably could have, but it would have been challenging. But what I'm receiving right now is very nice. A hot Latino cock in my ass while my pussy snuggles over Clyde's resting sausage. I feel full to the brim with cock. You're right, Clyde. Her culo is tight and creamy as fuck. Damn, woman, you're gonna make me come fast. Maybe it should bother me that they share locker room talk about me beforehand, but I guess I'm a real slut because it totally turns me on. With Clyde's semi-hard cock still filling up my pussy, I shimmy my hips slightly forward and back to meet Luis's thrusts. He's definitely doing all the work, though, his strong hands steadying my shoulders as he repeatedly rams his cock into my ass. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Luis stuffs the fingers of one hand in my mouth for me to suck on as I arch my hips back to receive him. He bucks his hips hard into my ass and unloads his spunk into my well-fucked ass. Moaning my appreciation, I luxuriate in the both of them, nuzzling my neck and rubbing their strong, oiled hands all over me. Clyde kneading my thighs and buttocks, and Luis massaging my tits, while still softly pumping his cock into my backside. And after a minute of catching our breath, Luis lets his cock slip out of my ass. He goes behind the massage chair to tip it slightly forward to facilitate Clyde standing up with my legs wrapped around him, his cock slipping out of me as he does so. He walks me back to the table and gently poses me down so I can stretch out. They peel off the condoms and chuck them into the wastebasket. Then each therapist proceeds to sponge me down with a warm, wet cloth. Once I'm freshened up, Clyde drapes a crisp, clean sheet over me and says, "Rest a little. See you next time, Lizzie." They softly pad out of the room.